Shalom Aleichem. I'm doing a shiur a little earlier this week because Beis Hashem will be Sheva Brachas in our house tonight. Okay. Yisro. Tavshin Pei Beis. I think we've chosen something a little bit different this year. It might seem to you that's far afield, but I don't think so. I think it's actually... It's certainly interesting, and I think it might be crucial, actually. The subtitle is Shaping the Jewish Persona, Love, Fear, and the Challenge of Sinai. Right after Aseret HaDibros, it says, V'chol ha'am roi mesakolos v'esalapidim. This is immediately post the finishing of the Aseret HaDibros, the Ten Commandments. V'chol ha'am roi mesakolos, and all of the nation saw the kolos, lapidim, the flashes of fire, lightning. It's called a shofar, the sounds of the shofar. It's a har ashen, and the smoking mount of Sinai. Vayara am vayanu vayamdu merachok. They saw, they shook, and they stood at a distance. Vayomru el Moshe, daber ata, imanu v'nishma, v'al yedaber imanu elokim pedamus. You speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're afraid that if Hashem speaks to us directly, it'll be overload for us and we will die. Vayom Moshe el ha'am al tiro, and Moshe says to the Jewish people, al tiro, do not fear. Ki levavu nasos eschem, for the purpose of, I'll just say nasos, lift up, nisoyon, test. What does the word nasos mean? That's part of our discussion. By Elohim, for this purpose, Hashem has come to be menasayu, whatever that means. Once again, either to lift up, to test, to give the ability to survive a test. Uba'avur tiyeh yirasol p'nechem, for the sake of his fear of Hashem should be upon your faces. Levilti techto, so that you shall never sin. So let's deal with point by point. First of all, the Ivitz asks a very obvious question. He says, "Zeinian Gila Moshe Rabbeinu Vashol Madas Yisrael." It says, right, "Al Tiro, do not fear." And then, right, that's the beginning of the pasuk. Moshe says to the people, "Al Tiro, do not fear." And then at the end of the pasuk, he concludes, "Umavur Tiyeh Yerusal Panechem." So the Ivitz asks a very basic question. Let's make up your mind. I mean, you start off saying, don't fear, and in the end saying the whole purpose of this event, the sound and light show that you're experiencing, is that you will fear. So, what is it? So says the Ivis, right? Says the Ivis, Chassid Ivis. He says, V'nyaro al tiro. He says, V'alhu kidei shetiru miponov mitzad gdulasa romemuso. Right? Al tiru me'amavis. Don't be afraid of dying. Rather, the goal is that you should fear, stand in realization before whom you stand. Perhaps the word awe would mean more to us than just fear. Awe. Just totally overwhelmed by the awe of knowing before whom you stand. B'tiyeh yirasal p'neichem dover tiv'i levilti techtol b'shum tzad. This should be second nature to you. That you're standing in the presence of Hashem. Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Tamid. What's the pasuk in Eov Ka'omro? We say, so luchal. I can't bear the possibility of doing anything other than His will, because His will is, His presence is so overwhelming. The Da concludes the Ivitz. The Da, ki elu shnei minei ha'yira anu tzrichim yachad. We need both forms of yira. Echad keneged aguf, anaguf, alhavilo, alhafrido. If I am so completely preoccupied, I shouldn't say the word preoccupied, I'm so completely absorbed with my physical nature, right? So I tend to destabilize my healthy worldview. I tend to leave the God-centric universe and enter into an egocentric universe, and that's antithetical to the Torah. So I need that little bit of trepidation, right? In terms of the goof, realizing how finite I am, realizing my limitations, realizing that if the Creator wills, I am, and if He wills, I never was. Just so that it no longer continues as the central focus of our existence, i.e. our physical existence. It should no longer be the focus of our identity, of our eternity. It is important. It's very important. It's crucial. But it can't be the immediate central focal point of me. Ulzos hakavana bo hakolos lapidim b'maimet harsinai. That's why we had the Sound and Light show, to realize our existence is really contingent upon Hashem's will. Don't take it as a given. Don't assume that everything will continue like this forever, right? V'habeis k'neged ha-nefesh, yiras haromus, before whom I stand, that's k'neged ha-nefesh. Don't be just concerned about your temporal existence, when it'll come to an end, etc. But the mor of Shemaim should be upon you. The fact that you stand before Hashem, you stand before eternity. It's very similar to what we say with regard to tefillah. The Gemara in Brachos brings down that person should pass through two she'arim, two gateways, kilu, two psachim, two openings, and then daven. The Maharal explains this. Obviously, we're not just talking about if your shul has got a set of double doors between it and the outside, then you're in good shape. And if there's only one set of doors, then you're out of luck. Why? Because you have to pass through two doorways before you daven. The Maharal says conceptually, I mean, there's a lot of ramifications as well, whether you should stand near the exit of the shul, you know, or not, more than dalamas away, if you can, unless your permanent pew happens to be close to the exit, whatever the case may be. But the Maharal says conceptually over here, we're talking about is that first you have to leave behind. You have to step out of the world of the mundane. Right? And then you step through a new doorway into the world of tefillah. So perhaps it's similar to this in that sense, that you have to make the effort, right, not to just add on your relationship to Hashem onto your egocentric universe, but rather try to shift the mode, try and shift the focus, right? Leave that behind and then enter into a new form of relationship. Easy said than done, obviously. That was the point. The Sound and Light show, realize that that existence is really contingent upon Hashem's will, because His power is awesome. And then, the realization of before whom you stand before, right, Tmim Deos, before the perfection of all reality. Further, so that explains why in the beginning it says Al Tira'u, because the goal is not just that fear for your physical existence. The goal is Mavortia Yiros L'Pneichem. The Maharal takes us a step further. He takes us into the world of fear and Ahava, right? Fear and love. Love and fear. Pachat. Yira. Yira v'Ahava. And the Maharal says, he says, the goal of Matan Torah was to create relationship. And relationship is Ahava. That's relationship. Connection. For that purpose, says the Maharal, Hashem lifted the Jewish people up. He uses the terminology. This is another point that we're going to talk about a little bit later. He says, L'bavur na'asos eschem, to raise you up. He uses Rashi's interpretation of Nasos, to raise us up. To raise us up. We'll see later on, there are other interpretations. He doesn't use Rashi's complete interpretation, because Rashi was making the point about us being raised up in the eyes of the nations of the world, and to that the Maharal doesn't necessarily agree. But what the verb means, what the word means, Nasos, to pick us up. He lifted us up, kilo toward Shamayim, and he brought down from Shemayim onto the earth so that there could be a connection. And that connection is built upon Ahava. Where exactly there, then, is the place of Yira? Right? So the Yavetz that we saw before in this Perush Novus gave us one explanation. We need the Yira in order to keep us from living in an egocentric universe, and then we can invest into building a new relationship, a new God-centric universe relationship with the Creator. Maharal says there's another point here as well. And this is fascinating. He says, "Ukvosh amru b'seif b'sifri," in the Medrash in Parshas Veschanan. Chiluk yesh bein ava bein yira. There is a difference between ava and yira. Ki mitzad ha-yira kasher yatriach alav b'yoser. This is actually built also upon a Yerushalmi, right? Why we need both ava and yira. But the nusach, the way that the Maharal has it is unique, I think. He says, we need ava and yira in our relationship with Hashem. It's not conceivable to build the relationship without both ava and yira. Why? Why do you need the yira? Isn't love enough? Isn't that sufficient? Listen to what he writes. Ki mitzad ha-yira, kasher yatriach alav b'yoser, miniach osov holecho. If our relationship is just one built upon yira, upon fear, upon awe even, whatever, right? When it becomes too difficult for me, I can't take this anymore. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. You drop it. Right? Ava me ava, but when one has a relationship of ava, av shematriach alav, even though maintaining the relationship, the requirements, what I need to do for the one whom I love, might be a tircha, might be take some sweat, might be not so easy to fulfill. Nonetheless, osa me ava. If my love is true, then I'll do it. L'chein hukracha kana ava. Therefore, it's necessary, and that's why Hashem had to build this relationship of ava with the Jewish people. That's why He lifted us up. He lifted us up so we could be attached. He brought the Shamayim down and brought the Aretz up. He brought us up so we should be attached to one another. That we should be attached to the Borei Olam. Ava. That even if sometimes it's difficult, the burden of Torah, the burden of mitzvos, oh, I'd rather do it the easy way. But you're in love, you love, you love, you love what you call the source of your identity, you love the source of your being, you love. Okay, keep on going, don't stop, I won't stop. Im yikshal ha'adam, yakshal ha'adam, ol Torah, mitzvos yasa, al kol panim mi'ava. The hechreach yira, and here's where he says it's fascinating. And the necessity for yira, shim ein yira, ein ha'chokhma miskayemes. You hear this? If there's no yira of Hashem, then everything I learn about Hashem, everything of Hashem that I learn, i.e. Torah, the way of life, the way to live life, it will be miskayim, it won't stick with me. Ka'omram, and here he says, Mishnevos, kol shechachmaso, kodemis yiraso, where a person's chachma, right, precedes his yira, his yiras cheto, right, ein chachma chasam miskayemes, his chachma does not last. Im ein yira, ein chachma. If there's no yira, there's no chachma. But the idea being, once again going back to this idea of the egocentric universe, if I have no fear, I remain at the center of my universe. I love Hashem, I love this, I love the Tanakh, I love the Chumash, I love what he called the Jewish holidays, I love this, I love that, I love the next thing we call. I love it, it's all expression of me. right, of me. It starts with me, it ends with me, right? But then I can completely hold on to the chachma because it's only as far as I absorb and I can relate to it. And even relate to it, it's something that's from the outside. But if I have yira, if I realize that it's not because I think, therefore I am, but rather because He wills, therefore I be. He wills, therefore I be. And I realize that my existence is contingent upon His will. Then the expansion of Chachma is the expansion of my life. It's not just something I've added on a new idea. I've learned a new theorem. I've learned a new corollary. I've learned a new hypothesis. It's not just I've added to my intellectual prowess, but rather, I am connecting to the source of my being. Then the Chochmah is miskayim me, because it is really my lifeblood, as opposed to just something fascinating, interesting, tantalizing, intellectually stimulating, that I've added on to my already self-established persona. Ben Yira in Chochmah. That's why you need both Av and Yira. So what do we have so far here? So far we've seen that part of the conclusion of Maamar Har Sinai is Moshe Rabbeinu informs the Jewish people, this was for the purpose of lifting you up, the whole sound and light show, this audio visual, yeah? This magnificent audio visual experience called the revelation at Sinai, Maamar Har Sinai, with all of its causing your senses to pound, as it were, is there to generate a relationship of Ahava and Yira. Right? Ahava and Yira, love. Hashem lifted you up, bring you close to Him, brought the Shemayim down, right? To meet, to mate, to become one, right? And Yira, we should not be preoccupied with the mundane. It should not be the center of our universe. Yira, to make sure that our chachma will be miskayim, that our understanding of Hashem's will be an expansion of our sense of self, right? Of our true sense of self, an expansion of our relationship with Hashem, which is the center of our existence, rather than, oh, I'm such an intellectual, I understand more, I'm so creative, I went to this place, I studied here, I have this many degrees, I have this, what do you call it, many smichas even, right, etc., 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 it's all about me. Yira. To make the Ribbono Shel Olam the center of our universe, to enter into the God-centric as opposed to egocentric universe. Okay. Now we come to a new point, though. Levavur nasos eschem. So we touched upon this before. We said that Rashi already told us levavur nasos eschem, to lift us up. To lift us up. And hold on here. We're going to go what you might think is far afield, but I think it's really not far afield. I think it's not far afield. I think it's actually very crucial. Ramban disagrees with Rashi. He says, "Vavur nasos etzchem," doesn't mean to lift us up in the eyes of the world. Fine. He says instead, and I'm synopsizing here, he says, first of all, from the Mor Nevuchim, from the Rambam, "Ki amalem al tiru," right? "Al tiru. Ki ze asher isem haya, כשינשא השם אלוקים אסכם להודיע ערך אמונסכם, ישלח לכם." This is the accurate quotation, separate story. Yeah, "נבי שקר, שירץ לסתור מה ששמעתם, לא תמעד אשוריכם, your steps will not falter, לעולה מדרך אמס, כי כבר ראיתם האמס בעיניכם, Bimken yomar ba'avush yuchal nosos navi sheker. Right? Oschem la'asid ba'elokim ata kadeshet yu omdim lo b'chol nisayon. So he first brings the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim. The purpose of the experience of Sinai, the incredible clarity of Sinai, right? Aside from the Av and the Yira, but the clarity is la'nasos eschem to give us the ability to withstand in the future the nisyonos that might come our way. Nevi'e sheker, those who would have us, as it were, trade in our Jewish worldview with the Torah and the Borei Olam, right, are the center of our universe. The Borei Olam is the center of our universe. And his Torah, the expression of his will, right, that becomes the focal point of our existence. And then all those will come and say, no, no, you don't have to do this, and no, no, you don't have to do that, and no, times have changed, and this is different, and right, I'm just updating what Nevi'e Sheker are. It used to be Nevi'e Sheker would come and say, you know, I had a Nevuah, and Hashem said that we're going, there's no longer going to be a Mitzvah Shabbos, right, Nevi'e Sheker. Or he says, even if he told us to be Ovid Avodah Zarah, like for 1 week, right after that, never again, everyone, just for 1 week to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. These are all the forms of Nevi'e Sheker, who come and try and, you know, confuse us in terms of what does the Creator want from us. So once we've experienced Ma'amid Har Sinai, it's very interesting. That means this is something, if we're talking about what's going to happen in the future, that means this must be indelibly printed. The Sinai experience, the revelation experience, Ma'amid Har Sinai, has to have been indelibly printed, not just in the generation of the Midbar, but on all the generations. It's part of our spiritual DNA. So no one will be able to confuse us, no one will be able to befuddle us, yeah, with all sorts of nonsense. That is, if we're interested in protecting our integrity. If we're not interested in the young, then we'll do whatever we want, right? If the person is waiting to be seduced, then as much as he cries, no, I don't, what do you call, that's terrible, terrible, that's a terrible thing. But if he's waiting to be seduced, he'll be seduced. Be it by taiva, or be it by false ideas. If that's what we're waiting for, God forbid, chas v'chalila, then it'll happen. But inside of us, part of our spiritual DNA is already embedded. You see this in the Rambam, because it's talking about in the future you'll be able to withstand the tests. It's very interesting. It's similar in some ways towards the end of Sefer Iyov, when Iyov's friend Elihu speaks to him. And Iyov's had a hard time. Right? He's had ups and downs. He's had his doubts as to Kosh Brochel's providence upon the world. Perhaps he's put it in the, God forbid, in the hands of a dumb blind system called the system of the stars, because he has difficulty understanding why it is that he's suffering. If he is such a person of great integrity, why is he suffering? Okay, that's a discussion for Iyov. But in any event, when his friend Elihu begins to speak, he talks about Deim. Deim, Dei, Deim. And the Malbim over there explains that he's talking about the idea that there's certain basic concepts, belief in Hashem, belief in reward and punishment, what we might call ikrim, right? Ikrim, certain ikrim, that are embedded in every person's heart. They're part of his fiber. He just needs to uncover, right? He needs to keep them from being blocked, but it's not that he has to reinvent the wheel. So that's the terminology that the Malbim uses to explain this approach of Elihu in some of the things that he says to Iyov towards the end of Sefer Iyov. So too also, it's clear from this Rambam that this, the Sinai experience, the clarity of the Sinai experience, is there to enable us, to give us the tools by which to withstand the temptations of the Nevi'e Sheker in the future. Every type of Nevi Sheker, whether he happens to be holding a talisman or some sort of voodoo doll, or whether he is suggesting an alignment with a particular ism of one sort or another, or. Interesting. That's the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim. Val Da'ati, says the says the Ramban, I have a different approach. La'al da'ati hu nisayon mamash. This is not just giving us tools to be able to withstand the nisayon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is initiating us into a world of nisayon. A unique nisayon. What is it? Hatishmeru mitzvosav. At Har Sinai, everything was clear. Everything. The universe opened up before them. It was clear that there's a creator. It's clear that this creator is speaking with Moshe Rabbeinu, with us as well, at least for the first two Dibros. It really depends on how you understand that, right? But the creator is communicating with us, certainly via Moshe Rabbeinu. And there is a creator, etc. Removed all suffix, all doubts. And from this point on, we'll see, says Ramban, the challenge, the Nisayon is, will we show our love to Hashem? Do we have desire to be connected to Him and to His commandments? V'chein kol lashon nisayon b'china. Right? Right? To accustom us to being connected. Are we going to respond with ratzon, with love, with excitement? It's a test. The concept of Nisayon, says Ramban, can be sometimes difficult, but over here it can also be Latova. This is Latova. We think of Nisyonos as, oh, my life is so hard, oh, this is so difficult. Oh, it's a Nisayon. We're always saying it's a Nisayon. Right? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't, whatever the case may be. Sometimes we bring it upon ourselves. But okay. Again, we lost the roundabouts. This Nisayon over here is Betova. Ki Adon Pam Yinase Avdo Bavodo Kosho. Ladas Imizbelena Lahavoso. The master may test his servant. Right? By giving him a difficult task to fulfill. To see if he will, as it were, be stand ready to the task that needs to be done. Out of his love for Hashem, even though it's difficult, it's so hard. What's the story? What's going on? Why? No, I keep on going. That's one type of Nisayon. I'm certainly familiar with that concept. Upam yetiv imo ladas im yigmol oso betova. Asher asa imo lahosif la'adonav avodav akovod. And when the Creator showers us with tova, do we respond in kind? Do we redouble our efforts to show how much we appreciate that which has been done for us? Ki inyin sh'omru chachamim, and he brings a medrash, ashrei adam sh'omri b'nisyonav, authenticated is the person who stands firm in the nisyonos of life. It's like the Masil Sesharim says, a person comes to this world to be mekayim Hashem's mitzvos, to be over Hashem, and to be omid b'nisoyon. That is life. Ashrei adam she'omid b'nisoyonav. She'ein lecha birya. There is no creation. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa osa. Every creation goes through nisoyon. Now, he'ashir menasa osa m'tiyeh yadu p'sucha l'aniyim. A person is a person of means. How open will your hand be to those who are less fortunate? Or you think, this is my money. I should give my money to this schlamazel. All right, I'll give. Instead of looking at it as though, guess what? His parnasa, in addition to your parnasa, was deposited by you. Your parnasa, what you need, is by you. But his is also by you. because you're undergoing the Nisayon, will you realize that? That Hashem is the source of that which you have? Hashem stains the entire earth, but it doesn't necessarily go into individual people's pockets. Sometimes it goes into select pockets. It's your achrayah, it's your responsibility to give. That's the usher's nisayon. That's the nisayon of tova. Ha'anim and asasayim yuchal akabel yisurim. The ani's life is difficult. His life is difficult. Money, panasa, sustenance, livelihood does not come easily to him. He has the nisayon of yisurim. The nisayon of yisurim. And says Ramban, that's exactly what takes place over here. Hashem has revealed himself to us. He has lifted us up. He revealed himself to us. Are we cognizant of that? Are we deliriously happy that he has shown himself to us for that? Shown us the ticket to eternity? Put us on a ticket to eternity? Do we relate in such a fashion? Are we thankful for every moment? A friend of mine lost his wife this past week. Young woman, an educator. A very unusual person. Very, very unusual person. And she wrote a letter when everybody in the neighborhood was praying for her. 53 years old, right? She wrote a letter thanking and inspiring all the women in the neighborhood. Truth is, it could have been written to the men too. She didn't write it to the men, but it was put up in the shul for the men to read as well. Right? Talking about being thankful for life and the opportunities that Hashem has given us. It's this point. I'm not pontificating because I'm really called. I'm not claiming to be there. But this is the constant nisayon. According to Ramban, are we excited that Hashem has made us, the Jewish people, has given us his Torah, has revealed himself to us, and put us on a ticket to eternity? That's our nisayon. Just as a wealthy person, his nisayon is where you give. The nisayon of Klal Yisrael en masse is, do you understand, do you realize? Do you appreciate what you have? Appreciation. That is the sign for the entire Jewish people. Now here, I have a bit of an issue with this. Why? Because I had a stira. Ramban in the Akedah. And not only in the Akedah, right, but also in Shar HaGmul, the section of the Sefer Torah Adam in the Kisvei Ramban, he talks about this idea of Nisayon. And there he says, first of all, here I have a quote from what he writes by the Akedah, Velo Yivchan Es HaRashayim. Brings a pasuk. It's a pasuk. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan, the Pasuk in Tehillim. He says, basically, the Ramban says that every Nisayon is going to the Tzadikim. Hashem, it's a Pasuk. Hashem Tzadik Yivchan. Hashem tests the Tzadik. And of course, he knows that the Tzadik will be successful. But he wants to bring this out, not just in a latent state as it exists in the tzaddik already. He wants to bring to the fore, to be actualized in this world. He'll receive reward for that, etc., etc., etc. But it's always all's well that ends well. The nisayon. V'lo yivchan es harashayim asher lo yishmu. sorry, he does not test, the Rishayim will not listen. It's always all's well that ends well. It ends well not only in the Amida Nisayim, but he also says in Torah Sa'adam, that doesn't end, you know, oh, I withstood the Nisayim and I died from suffering. No. This Amida Nisayim ends, if all's well, it ends well, not just Gamzu Latova ends well, it's sweet. It ends well, well. Well, doesn't this directly contradict the Medrash that he brought here in our Parsha? It says, Ashrei Adam Omid B'Nisyonav. Authentic is the person who's Omid in Nisyonos. And we all know from our lives, we've confronted what we consider Nisyonos, and we haven't always been successful. I mean, if you have been, please don't tell me. I might get a Chalisha Zadas, but I know that I've not been successful in every Nisayon that I've confronted. And he says, She'en l'chol birur yesh'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'na'aseh osa. Everyone is tested. Not just tzaddikim. It's a steer, I know. It's a contradiction. Ella, what must we say? Like we said initially, they're the nisyonos of life that are part of life. Part of the way that Hashem made every person with different nurture, different nature, different situations, different challenges, different strengths. He enters into this world. And as he enters into this world, he enters into a place where, as the Mitzvah Sharm says, he's meant to be Mekayim Mitzvos, Yehovah Hashem, and to be Omid Ben Yisrael. And everybody has different forms and brands of Nisyonos based upon who they are, nurture, nature, etc. The Jewish people got a new Nisayon at Har Sinai. It's part of the fiber of the Jewish people. Will you show appreciation through your excitement for mitzvos, your thankfulness for Hashem having revealed himself to you, putting you on a ticket to eternity? This is part of a national nisayon, that's part of the fiber of every Jew. And then there are specific nisyonos, which are not related per se to nurture, nature, who I am, etc. A mida called nisayon, where Hashem, but it almost seems to us, out of the blue, comes and tests an individual with something unique. Are we privy to know when one is one and one or the other? I don't think so. Certainly not us. We're not always privy to that. Because there can be many things that cause difficult circumstances to arise for a person. But when the Torah testifies, like in the case of the Akedah, Elokim Nisa Es Avram. Elokim Nisa Es Avram. The meat of Nisayon. That's only given, right, to Tzadikim. And it's always all's well that ends well. And Hashem knows that it's going to be that way. And what he's trying to extract is that which exists in the Tzadik before him, the potential. But in terms of life's nisyonos, in the broad sense that everybody goes through nisyonos, because that's part of their job description, that's part of their growth, to be Mekayim Mitzvos, to be Oved Hashem, and to rise the rungs of life through the nisyonos of life. That's what one makes oneself stronger. Just as chin-ups, right? Strengthen one's arms, etc. So too, the nisyonos of life strengthen one's moral fiber, as it were. Some of those were successful, okay? Some of those were not. But like the Medrash says, Asher mi she'omid b'nisyonos. Authenticate is the individual who is omid in his nisyonos. It's interesting. Very interesting. Through every nisayon, a person is lifted higher and higher. He becomes a bigger person. Bigger person. Bigger, bigger, bigger. That's the way it is. Just to add, if you mind, just for a second, to the question that we had before. The Ramban is very clear at the end of Shara Gbul. She'ein b'nisayon yisurim. Nisayon has nothing to do with yisurim. Once again, unless you go the route that we're explaining now, that there is the nisyonos of life, which are part and parcel of the way, you know, the packet that a person receives when he comes into this world. The wealthy person, the poor person, the person with the short fuse, by virtue of his nurture nature, the person with perhaps jealousy. That's part of his package in this world. That's true. Sometimes the nisyonos are sweet when a person is blessed with success, and sometimes those nisyonos are not so sweet. They're difficult. Those are called yisurim. The Ramban himself used that terminology before. Yisurim, the ani, he suffers. He suffers. He suffers. So we have in front of us two different types of nisyonos, where almost out of the blue, a special nisyon comes upon a person, life. And for us to be able to identify that, is that coming from the Midah of Nisayon? I don't think we know. Maybe some people do, big people do. I don't know if we know. And if it is like with Avram, it's all's well that ends well. And Hashem, Tzadik Yivchan, he only tests the Tzadikim. But in terms of life in general, part and parcel, the fabric of life, are Nisyonos. Nisyonos of wealth, of poverty. And now the Ramban has taught us that also the Nisayon of having Hashem reveal himself to us in such a clear fashion at Sinai is a Nisayon. Will we reciprocate? Will we be excited about our avoda? I'm not going to go into the two Netzivs over here. I'm afraid we'll get lost in the roundabouts. I think if you look at them, I think you'll find them very interesting, fascinating. It's true, it gets involved in a lot of other ideas here. How to understand that medrash that we spoke about. Actually, we didn't really speak so much about that medrash. But you'll see it. I don't want to belabor the point. Let's just clarify what we've learned. Let's go back to the pasuk. We've learned today that the experience at Sinai is not to have fear over, you know, loss of any sort, this temporal world. That's not the goal. It might be a stepping stone, but it's not the goal. The goal is, of what Tia Yerasal Paneichem, we should know before whom we stand, that awe/fear of before whom we stand. And the Havavur Nasos Eschem, Hashem lifted us up at Sinai, as the Maharal would say. Hashem has embedded inside of us, deep, deep inside of us, the capacity to withstand the national nisyonos of those who would have us leave the path of Torah and Mitzvos, as the Mor Nebuchadnezzar taught us. He's given us the capacity now to withstand the nisyonos of time. And as the Ramban has taught us, the experience at Sinai puts us in, every Jew, every member of the Jewish people is put into a constant nisayon. Will you come to grips with that which is embedded inside of you, that Hashem revealed himself to us at Sinai? He has put us on a path to eternity. He has connected himself to us and us to him, the Ahava. Will your actions, will your attitude reflect that? That is a constant nisayon. Or will it always be sour grapes for us? Shvir tzadayin yid, shvir tzadayin yid. I'm not saying that difficulties right, are easily overcomable. I'm not saying I have the capacity to do it. I'm trying to share the ideas, and we should realize what the ball game is about. Hashem Yazor. Hashem Yazor. That we should have the capacity to make all of these ideas, to integrate them into our worldview, and perhaps make us a little bit more positive, a little bit more upbeat, a little bit more thankful and appreciative that we are on a ticket to eternity, and that Hashem revealed that to us at Sinai. Alav Yomi. Have a good Shabbos.